on the Big Sports Breakfast. Time now for the latest news from the US Open with Aussie tennis coach Roger Rashid.
Well, we can't really go the early crow, but we can say that Rafael Nadal is currently in control of the men's US Open singles final against Medvedev. He leads 2-0, and it's on serve in the third. G'day, Rog.
Good morning. Yeah, well, we probably can. I mean, it's been fascinating, but when Rafa's down, Rafa's up 2-0, he doesn't really lose major finals, and also Medvedev has never won a 5-set match before in his life. So so that's and they're coming from love two down is, you know, against a monster like Nadal, who generally puts the foot down and just physically wears you out, which is basically what's happened. It's a, you know, 3-all. Medvedev, to his credit, is a lot more comfortable on the court here than he was only 5-6 weeks ago when they last played, where he was sort of bullied around. And he actually made a statement saying that Rafa just, he was overwhelmed by Rafa's power and heaviness on the tennis court and the way he could push you around to just totally take over the tennis court. So it's amazing what happens over just being out there on the court for the first time with Rafa and then actually getting out there this time where he's, and you know, the first set in this final wasn't, it was probably a pretty stressful Rafa for mine. You know, it wasn't a free hitting one. And so when Rafa's like that, a lot of short balls get hit. And for someone who's 6'5" in Medvedev, he can come over the top of that and actually just smother it and really drive the ball. And he did that pretty well. And so, you know, Rafa got the first 7-5, but it was very tentative. Rafa was down at 40, under 50% of first serves in. And so when you're like that, realistically, you should probably have lost the set.
Right.
You know, when you're only getting half your balls in play, you should probably lose a set. But to his credit, he did that. And then you can slowly see the physical wear and tear that Rafa puts on his opponents, and they're grueling rallies out there on the tennis court, and not a lot of winners hit at all from both sides of the court, and that favours Rafa over time because there's not enough free points from the Medvedev side of the court.
What's his greatest attribute? Because Rafa's now putting in, well, he was in the conversation, but now he's going to be, let's get ahead of ourselves, 19 Grand Slam singles titles, Federer 20. What's his greatest weapon in your mind, Rog?
There's a host, but my number one would be his competitive nature point to point. So the way he just stays in the moment point to point regardless. His ability to push back once he's been challenged and put his authority back on a tennis court is like nothing that I've ever seen. You know, he can jump out and lose a set. He can fall behind, but his immediate comeback is extraordinary. I've never seen anyone be able to bounce back so quick and push back and just sort of disengage from what just previously happened. And he has a lot of ability to make shifts throughout the course of the match as well. So his problem solving is quite, you know, if he wins here, which he's going to do, you would think, even if he dropped this third set, you know, it's still wear and tear, and you would think, you know, it's hard to get through. But he'll have four US Open titles. Rogers won five.
Right.
So it sort of puts into perspective of how good Rafa's been. Everyone thinks about Roland Garros and the 11 he's won there, that's a pretty good, it's a pretty impressive score line itself.
And he's won a Wimbledon title on grass as well. Serena Williams beaten. So now I don't wish I took that $6 about Serena Williams, which I was lamenting for 2 weeks of the US Open. But hard to believe, isn't it, when you think about it, that Bianca Andreescu wasn't even born when Serena won her first US Open title, Rog.
Yeah, exactly. And had to play qualifying last year. So 12 months ago, had to play qualifying last year. So to think about that story, and then she's won three major events this year, and the biggest one being the US Open. And look, it's an extraordinary storyline, very young, but a couple of things. I wrote some words down. I mean, she's got on a piece of paper, when I was watching her, I thought, you know, her assets, weapons. She's got weapons. So when we were going head-to-head, I was thinking, okay, how do you beat Serena? She's got major weapons. So she's got movement. She's got strength. Her maturity on the tennis court, she's got a great fighting mentality, and her variety and then composure being the last one I wrote throughout the course of what matches that I've seen her win in big titles this year has been. So they're the words I look at and I go, wow, that's a player who can challenge Serena and has a right to win. Can she do it at the US Open with 24,000 people?
Yeah.
Generally, it's like a Davis Cup match. That was going to be the question mark, but wow, did she come out and just put her game on the court and to, you know, strong girl, served well, served at 66%, which is one of the keys. You had to find your first ball in play. And, you know, when she led 6-3, 5-1, I don't know if you guys saw it, but that was a moment. So you're serving for the title.
Yes.
You don't get that. The crowd's on you. To Serena's credit, she had a pocket of time there where her champion mindset and her qualities all came to the forefront. And she just played a real solid 20 minutes of tennis there where she was, you thought, wow. I mean, so she had to pull that from within because she was out and gone here. It was going to be 6-3, 6-1. To serve for it twice, not get there, and then go again and have to serve it 5-all to finally swing and get some calm within yourself. And it was interesting, at 5-all, she won. She lost the first point, won the second point, and gave a come on to herself. Bianca, and then that just said to me that she was back in her own space.
Yeah.
Because she was in sort of the headlights there for a little bit of time, but all credit to her. That was an outstanding first major win.
Well, I'm glad you've gone the early crow about Nadal, because if he does happen to get beat, which he probably won't.
They won't blame you?
I'll still get the blame, because it was you who were talking to Roger, right?
So, you get a lot on him right now, by the way, Medvedev.
Yeah,
probably a couple of $100.
You could get plenty about him currently. Roger, thanks for your efforts over the past fortnight.
No worries. Always a pleasure.